Welcome to Paranormal Gateway Portal. Tonight's special guests are Todd and Leanne Eskew from Black Wolf Paranormal. The Black Wolf Paranormal is a paranormal team based out of Gatlin, Tennessee. The group was founded in 2020 and presently has 5 members. The team consists of 3 lead investigators, which are Todd Eskew, Leanne Eskew, and Beth Allen. Zach Eskew and Haley Kaiser are also team members. Black Wolf's mission is to provide support to historical locations by hosting public paranormal investigation events. These events are fundraisers to provide funds for repairs and upkeep to preserve the beautiful piece of history. The team has traveled to investigate to many locations across America. As a team, they all agree that their favorite location is the Octagon Hall Museum in Franklin, Kentucky. They travel as a pack or lone wolf to the following locations: the Old Park Hotel in Ballinger, Texas; Waverly Hills, Louisville, Kentucky; Brushy Mountain Penitentiary in Pittsburgh, Tennessee; Old Southern Funeral Home, Kosciuszko, Mississippi; and the Temple Selenium in Kansas. Without further ado, let's welcome Todd and Leanne to the show. I'm not sure I found that Kosciuszko, whatever it is.
Kosciuszko.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
And I wasn't sure if I got her one name right either. I forget what it was. Is it Kaiser or Kaiser?
Kaiser,
okay. Uh-huh. All right. Just to make sure. So, how did you guys join tonight? To save me their feel, couldn't come on. But, what's the fun? So, I'll start off like I do with everybody is, what sparked your interest and how did you start with paranormal?
I'd say for me, what started me, my mom grew up in a haunted house. When she was little, and she had a lot of stuff happen to her. I grew up with those stories, and just hearing those stories, I wanted to figure out what she seen, what she possibly could have seen, and was it really real? And so growing up, listening to those stories, always was fascinated with the paranormal. And that's basically how I got into it. And
that's kind of the same for me as well. Growing up, I was always had an interest in the paranormal, cryptics, and ufology, all three. Mm-hmm. Kind of studied off and on for many years, and then when Leanne and I got together, we started doing a little bit of a paranormal investigation together and developed the team that we have, and that's kind of all she wrote for that. That's where we go.
Well, that's where I was trying to start off, but I've never had an experience, so I always believed it, and I read a lot of books and stuff, and once I got serious to get, you know, out and do it, I did. So, so we're about the same age right here, so.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. So, final last day. So, what's the story of how the name Black Wolf Paranormal? Is there one?
I don't know that there's really a story behind it. I mean, me personally, you know, it was a group concept coming up with the name, but I've always been fascinated by wolves. I mean, I wear mm-hmm. the wolf on my arm. I'm tattooed with wolves. And we just decided one day that we were going to be the Black Wolf Paranormal. And we said it, and it stuck, and that's who we are.
Show your tats. Show your tats.
I'll let him show his.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Look at the biceps. Damn, boy.
Yeah, that was courtesy of Wes Neal. That tattoo artist.
Yeah, and then I've got, I don't know if you can see it, but I will stand up, but there's my. So, yeah, cool. It's definitely one of those things that we've always been drawn to is wolves, and so that was where the name came from.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I know I'm not here tonight, but can you describe the different roles of your team?
Now, we're all considered lead investigators. Me and Leanne and Beth are the co-founders of the Black Wolf Paranormal. Zachary is our son. He kind of follows in my footsteps, and he's the brains of the outfit. He's the psychology major. And,
wow.
And Haley is his girlfriend, so she kind of fits right in.
Mm-hmm. Beth is also she is very she doesn't like labels, but I will say she is very gifted as far as seeing mm-hmm. things. She's more of a medium, so having Beth on the team is very helpful too. Yeah, we're blessed with all of our teammates. They're great.
Beth is kind of doing her own thing with she's starting doing some readings and some Reiki and stuff like that. Through her name for that is Soul on Blaze.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, wow.
You know, look her up if you need any Reiki healing
or readings,
and yeah. She'll hook you up. She's up there with the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Reiki Master, if he wants that commercial.
Yeah.
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. So, probably like a lot of people on the investigation, do you have, what sort of equipment do you use is one piece of equipment better than the other you find when you're investigating?
I think for me, as far as equipment, I use myself.
Because
you know, as far as like feeling the energy of locations and stuff, I get more from that than I do, you know, equipment. And I would say if we're talking about a piece of equipment, I would say probably my recorder. I do like mm-hmm. using that.
I love mine.
Yeah.
That's the same for me, you know, being able to go into a location and feel the energy and just feel things out. I'd say myself for one, and also a recorder. We've got some phenomenal EVPs through the years, and you know, if I had to go with a piece of actual equipment, it was the 360 Periscope.
Oh, okay.
That was one that... device that we always had a hard time getting to go off, and when it went off, it usually meant something. And unfortunately, ours got dropped and broken. So.
Oh,
but
they're cheap either.
No, they don't make them anymore.
Oh, don't they? Oh, wow. So,
I haven't been able to find one anyway.
Well, what are some of those compelling stuff we captured over the few years you've been?
I thought
I'm gonna big Harley to begin with, then I lay off towards the end. So
yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, I've been at a location and, you know, seen a full body apparition.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it looked at me, I looked at it. By the time I got my flashlight down there to make sure it wasn't real, it was gone.
Yeah.
You know, pictures, we've caught pictures of different things that are hard to explain. Disembodied voices, I guess, is the one thing that usually creeps me out a little bit.
I know there's one story. We were at Monroe House doing an investigation, and we heard a disembodied voice. And it was a lady. We were upstairs, and me and one of the other, our teammate that used to be on our team, we both heard the very same thing this lady said. And I looked at my other teammate and I said, don't say anything. I said, when I count to three, tell me what you heard. And I said, I will say the same thing. And so counted to three, and me and her both said in unison, sit down.
Whoa.
And that's what the lady said. And Todd was like, what in the world? Like, how did you guys hear that? But we heard it clear. I mean, it was out loud. It wasn't on a recorder. She, you know, she said it audibly. And that was pretty neat to hear that. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. You get that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier about the Haunted Mansion, I got their audio EVP there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're the best usually when you, because yes. I think you're crazy and you play it back and oh, it's there.
Yeah, it's there.
It's there. And those kind you don't have to dick with them or anything. It's there. We don't have to do anything to them.
That's
they're
right.
The best kind. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a group of people that we go out with from time to time, and you know usually when. We're all together. Weird things seem to happen. I don't know if you've heard of Ernie and Denise with Pac-Man Paranormal.
Yeah.
They're some of our best friends. You know, Ernie and I give each other hell all the time for every chance we get. I'm actually surprised he's not on here heckling me as it is.
Yeah.
But we go out with them, and Ernie and Denise, Beth, Leanne and I, and we'll go out and just do a small investigation somewhere, and we'll have some of the most unexplainable activity just out of the woodwork. And it's the energy that we all bring together as a group that I think is attractive to some of the experiences that we have. And it's just, it's hard to explain when you find a group of people that connect or are, I'll use one of her words, that are in synchronicity together to where our energies all mesh. And, you know, we can go to a location that if Leanne and I have been somewhere and it's been dead, no pun intended, but, and then go back with, you know, Beth, Denise, and Ernie and activity just picks up and amps up. And the same for them. They can go to locations without us and there'd be nothing happening. And then they'll bring us in and it kind of gets off the hook.
Yeah, there's I know when we were guides at Waverly Hills, and we were there for
eight months
we were guides. And so One night we were there, and we would have investigations from midnight. It was overnight investigations from midnight to 6 a.m. And so about 5:30 in the morning, we would go and make sure everybody was off of the floor. We would let them know that the night was almost over. So as we were going up there to let everybody know, me and Denise, we actually walked up to the fourth floor. And when we did, there was a girl that stepped out of one of the rooms. And it was on the far side. If anybody's ever been to Waverly Hills, it was on the far side of where the emergency exit is. And so as she steps out, me and Denise both look at each other, and I said, we need to let her know, you know, she needs to meet in the cafeteria, and that the night's almost over. So as we're approaching her, we're probably about, I would say probably about 8 feet away from her. And this girl disappears. And we see, I mean, she's literally, she looked like she had a glow to her. That was the best way. And I thought to myself, I thought, okay, I know it's early morning, the sun is rising, you know. So I just kind of was like, you know, that's what it is, you know, because I was just checking it up. That I was thinking that was a real person. because you could see her hair, you could see what she was wearing. I mean, every detail. So about that time, we didn't realize that Ernie, which is Denise's husband, was coming up behind us, and he goes, "Holy, did y'all see that?" And we're like, and Denise looks over at Ernie and she goes, "Ernie, I was right up on her. I saw her." And I mean, the fact that you're sitting there thinking, this is a real person, and then this person disappears. So, I mean, it was the coolest thing that I could, you know, ever be witness to. Unfortunately, we didn't have it on film, but that was a very personal, awesome experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what we're in it for now, is more of the personal experience.
Yeah.
I mean, we that, you know, when we share some information, there's always somebody out there that's going to be a naysayer or whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, we're in it now, like you said in our bio, we're in it to help these historical locations, raise money to help save the location. You know, when we do a historical location, we put all the money back into that location. You know, and like I said, we're back in it now for the personal experience. If we do get something that's, you know, kind of off the chain, like, you know, the picture that we talked to you about that I'm sure you're going to share here shortly. You know, I can't explain that picture, and I don't know anybody that I've talked to and showed it to can explain it. There's a couple other things I think you have that really can't be explained. You know, we'll sometimes share stuff like that, but really, for the most part, we're in it for the personal experience.
All right.
And when we're out leading these investigations, we're trying to give the folks that come to our investigations, to our public investigations, an experience of their own, something that they can take back home and talk about, and get them involved with the paranormal side and helping out this location.
Well, I love the experience you had. Actually, skepticism right out the window.
Yeah.
I mean,
some look out, we see it, you can't explain it, but more than one of you saw it.
Right.
You know, which is,
yeah.
You know.
And I felt good about that. You know, it wasn't just me, you know, Denise and then Ernie. And I thought, okay, I'm not losing my mind. I know we all three saw. And you know, after we got done, I asked, I said, what did you guys see? What exactly could you make out? And, you know, could you tell if it was male or female? Because I wanted to know their perspective. And we all three saw a lady, you know, and we basically had the same, you know, could tell her hair was down, you know, everybody saw the same thing. So that was neat.
Well, you guys ever had a place that, something happened that you had to leave right away? You know,
we haven't had any place run us on.
No, right. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been to places that interesting things have happened, and we've had to step outside for a minute, collect ourselves, and then continue on, but we've never had a place run us on.
Right. We haven't either, but over the 10 or so years that I was with Langroot, like you said, with the groups I was with, was the same way when you guys got together, is that we investigated so many years at different places. Like when I started off, I was as in tune with my surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I started going to places, I can feel things now. So it's just, anybody I think can do it.
Yeah.
You know, if, yeah.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
So if anybody wants to, you know, get into this, you have to have an open mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just
record
everything.
Yeah,
I mean, that is the key, going into this and having an open mind. And you get out of it what you put into it. If you go into these investigations with a negative attitude or something like that, you're going to get a negative response. Mm-hmm. You go into it with a positive, carefree attitude, enjoying yourself, having a good time, you're going to come out with a lot more positive
evidence,
positive interaction.
Yeah, or reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, the way we were. A lot of times that got covered by usually on here, that we'll take a break for asking questions, and we'll sit back and talk to you about what's going on in our lives. And then it's amazing that we pick up throughout the conversations with EP.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? It's like during the conversation, you know?
Yeah.
They're more the merrier. What the hell?
We've had a number of times where we just had a recorder running and, you know, stopped taking it seriously for a minute and, you know, sitting around just kind of shooting the breeze and cutting up, laughing and having a good time, and you hear, you know, that little whisper in the middle of the recording, and it's like, I don't remember anybody whispering, and, you know, us as a team, we don't whisper when we're in a location.
Nah, that's our no-no.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like we actually caught something, and then you listen to it a little bit closer, and it's actually responding or trying to get involved into the conversation that we're having.
Yep, we did a couple different events, so we had a, donation thing that you guys did.
Mm-hmm.
And we did actually a bar in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta keep telling them not to whisper, you know, because that can mess everything up.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And also, we turn our phones off.
That's right.
Or we put it in the cars.
Yep. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and,
unfortunately, my recorder's on my phone.
Yeah, we usually...
Well, okay. A lot of people do that. There are some of my brother's recorders they have now. I mean, the new phones they have. Heck yeah.
Well, and that one recording that I sent you, that was on my phone.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
The Liam one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a good catch, by the way, if you catching what was at the first of it. Because we've listened to that 1,000 times and never picked up that first.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I think I said, the favorite thing to do, like, we're an investigation, I come home to go to sleep, I'll start tuning up evidence. And I ever had, like, 8 recorders to go over and, 25 hours of, you know, all kinds of footage we have for different cameras and stuff.
Because
back then, we were using the VCR.
Right.
Yeah, you know, when I first started,
mm-hmm.
and after the recorders, but...
Yeah, things have changed a lot.
Yeah, it has. I mean, I go ahead and play that one right now, the Liam one.
Okay.
Yeah, we still have people that we know that use a cassette tape recorder.
Oh, yeah. I do. The one guy that we use a reel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's the one, Lee and Hay.
Okay.
Nellie, how's your night been so far? How's your night been so far?
Well, I like about having the audio on here, I can put it on loop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. that having that come up like that was crazy, and that was at the beginning of an investigation, and oh man, like I wasn't expecting it, and when I hit play, and you know, you don't hear it audibly, And when you hit play and you hear something call your name, you know, when it said Leanne Hay, and I'll be honest, I looked at everybody and I said, you know what, I'm kind of done with this. I'm done. I said, I need to go sit down for a few minutes because I was not expecting that, you know. And this is a location we stayed at. We would stay there every weekend. Like, we were there most weekends. And so
we were leads there for about 16 to 18 months.
Yeah. And, you know, being there, and that's one of those things, the spirits get to know you. And obviously, they knew my name. And, you know, and that's one of my favorite EVPs because it was Class A. It says my name. And, you know, everybody in the room was like, what in the world? And I was like, guys, I don't know. I don't know. But that was really neat.
Yeah. We went to a live one two or three times. Like Museum of New York, I was there three times. And Holden Mansion in Bainbridge, PA. We were there three times. We love these places. It's the old stone farmhouses and
the
actual church I was telling you about earlier that I got this EVPs. You want to have a couple of them?
Yeah.
I'll do it like I can't one day. I'll do the ghost choir for you real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could read the door in New York, the family died. I'll play that one first. It's,
okay.
It's creepy.
This hey, come on out. These guys came all the way from Pennsylvania to come to you. Did that light just go out on that computer? Is there a reason that did that? Hey, come on out. These guys came all the way from Pennsylvania to come to you. Did that light just go out on that computer? Is there a reason that did that?
Nice.
Isn't that creepy?
That's nice.
Yeah. And that, the next one is that I can't win. This is in the playroom. Zion Lutheran Church in Flowertown, PA. And this is one in the nursery out of the playroom school.
Did
you hear a male voice in there too, on top of it a little bit?
That's
my very first investigation ever, and I picked that up.
Nice.
But that was back in 2006, I think. Yeah, I had a long time ago. And here with the ghost choir, Jolly Kissel. You hear like a banging around a little bit. My friend setting up the camera in church, and then you'll hear the what you hear.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Those are
We got lucky. I mean, at this, I don't know how the footage worked, but we got an actual capital on film on the cemetery, and there's a flashby real quick. And if you steal it, it looks like a little kid.
Okay.
Steal. Yeah. So that plays a hotbed activity. And the preacher, she is cool about it. She likes that stuff. So we are, I was there three times on my back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love these places.
Yeah.
So the next one, I think, was the Kentucky one? Is that the one with the, which is the one with the picture?
The three pictures, that was up at Fort Duffield, up in West Point, Kentucky.
Okay, West Point, okay. I'll share that here at the share screen. And I can make it full
screen.
We were
out there with Ernie and Denise doing a fundraiser for Fort Duffield. We had Squatch Man up there, and we were all sitting around the campfire, and he was telling his stories. And we kept getting tree knocks and odd noises behind us. And I just turned around and took three consecutive pictures. I was using a Samsung phone with a night shot. So there's roughly, those three pictures were taken in a matter of 6 to 8 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, on the right side, you have picture one, the middle is picture two, and the left is picture three. So there was nothing in the first and third, and then you get that.
Let me do something up here.
You know, if you look at the cameras in all three pictures, you can see they were all steady because everything is still in focus except for that right there. And if you look, the fire did cast a shadow on that little nub sticking up. I think I could put that. But that little nub on the bench sticking up, it cast a shadow on whatever that was. I mean, we've had a lot of different people look at it, and, you know, the Squatch people that were there said that it's a Squatch peeking through the veil or through a time warp or whatever. We've heard that it's a ripple in time.
If you know what it looks like to me, it looks like the Easter Island.
I was going to say that. Easter Island.
Yeah, yep. We've had people say it looks like the Easter Island statues.
Yeah, I saw a thought.
You know,
great minds think alike, right?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to explain to me that there's a leg and an arm and something else in there, and I can't see that. But nobody's been able to really figure out what that was. So, you know, I'm leaning more towards that it's a ripple or a tear in time, and we're looking at a totem pole that may have been there during the well before the Civil War. But I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's a good picture. Yeah, a lot of cameras have the 3, 5, or 10 bursts that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not before. Mine, I think, can do 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I use that a lot. So, a lot of times don't get anything different, but that's a good sketch.
Yeah. It kind of freaked us all out that night.
But. How'd you sleep that night?
Well, I slept like a baby that night.
Well, and the cool part is, Ernie and Denise, we actually stayed at their house, and they live in an old Civil War house.
Oh, that's cool.
They live in the Ditto house.
And it's
Ditto?
Yeah.
Ditto house. Okay. Right there, it sits on the Ohio River where the salt and the Ohio come together, right in their backyard. It was a main thoroughfare for the soldiers during the Civil War. I think they'll shoot me if I get it wrong, but I think it was a hospital at one time.
It was a temporary, I believe.
One of the houses right there next to him was a hospital.
Yeah.
Their house is extremely haunted.
Yeah. So when I went to bed that night, I was like, please, no one bother me, because I was so tired. So.
Yeah. But yeah, back in York, Pennsylvania, there is one house that was used as a makeshift hospital during the Civil War. And they found like stuff in the basement, like mm-hmm. tools and stuff in the basement. And mm-hmm. it was haunted. So.
Yeah.
But
well,
that's kind of like Octagon Hall. It was a thing having to do with the Civil War.
Yeah. Can you tell me something about that?
Oh my goodness. Octagon Hall, we live about 45 minutes away from Octagon Hall. It is one of my favorite places. It's a Civil War. There is so much going on there. You've got, literally, you have aliens, UFOs.
You got ufology, cryptids, paranormal.
Yeah, and paranormal. Wow. And they, I always get this wrong, but they're on the line.
37th parallel.
One day we were there for an investigation, and we walk out behind the house, and I look up and I see three bright lights in the sky, and it was getting dusky dark at that time. And so earlier in the day, you know, I hadn't noticed them, and so I got Todd and I said, can you come here and look at this? And so as we're watching it, and I believe somebody else was out there with us, all of a sudden, each one of them just start dimming. Each one goes out.
They stayed in the exact same location the whole time they looked it up.
Yeah.
Was that a triangle pattern?
Or? So they were kind of in a staggered pattern.
Oh, okay.
One down low, one up high, and then one okay. So it was, yeah. And then... Then we were there another time. It was during a supermoon, and which we're having another one tonight. And so we're out there taking pictures of the moon, and Todd gets this amazing picture, which I should have sent to you, but hopefully he can. He got a picture of a very strange.
I got a good picture of the moon and the star together, and it was actually early enough, the moon coming up, but there wasn't any stars in the sky. I'm sorry, I can't put my finger on the original picture, but the one that I zoomed in onto where the star was, and I don't know, hopefully that'll focus, that I've ever
seen. Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
A triangular star.
That's cool. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I've never seen a triangular star.
Nah. I know out here in Ohio, it's all UFO activity.
Right.
Well, you got freaking Wright Patterson
mm-hmm.
Air Force down here.
Right.
So, here's the name. So. And I also... Join the MUFON. I'm on there too.
Okay.
So, it was just started getting a little bit into it a few years back after we hit Centralia, and we got like a picture. We call it kind of like a UFO.
Yes.
Yeah. I was quite that was, anything possible. And I would look for Bigfoot now too, so.
Yes.
I understand there are some places up in Ohio to look for Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go out with Ernie and Denise, and they introduced us to a gentleman by the name of Greg Yost. They call him Squatch Man. And he's mm-hmm. taking us out into his little private piece of the forest in Indiana. And we've been out there, and we've seen countless shadows of huge bipedal images. Mm-hmm. We've had a gifting stump to where we've had a package of donuts that had the top split. You see a big fingerprint or thumbprint in the icing of one of the donuts.
And the tree structures that he showed us, and we've actually got those on our paranormal page. Those tree structures are unreal. There is nothing natural that could even make.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this tree structure too. So, wow, that is cool.
Yeah,
I love this question.
Yeah, it's been one of those things that I love the outdoors anyway, but doing that was amazing.
And just to hear some of his stories, you know, are out of this world, but it's awesome. The kind of energy that he brings, you know, especially when he takes a group of people out to ghost watching. I mean, the energy is right for interaction when he's around. So, I mean, if anybody ever has an opportunity to go to Fort Duffield when Greg Yost is there, I highly recommend it.
May I think of contact with him? I have an audio. If he wants to listen to it after we got to Hinsdale.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he'd be wide open to us to do it.
Yeah. I'll send it to you after the show, so you can hear it too.
That'd be great.
It's a three-minute straight, nothing but a grunt and move a recorder and I can't say it. The bestial screams is in the woods. A whole bunch at once.
Right.
You know, that's here in New York. So I'll get that to you if you want to contact the port to him if you want.
For sure.
Yes, please.
Yes, I sure will.
Yeah. Because I think about when we got that, I'm like, because the guys went out for a smoke and they heard it as we were putting a quarter on the porch that night. And we, the timing of when we set out to when we heard it on the quarter was like 3 or 4 in the morning, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It was really weird. The birds are singing and chirping and stuff, and it's like weird down here. Oh, 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 and now what? We even went to look in the phone book to see if any kennels or anything in there. So it wasn't dealing with dogs or foxes or coyotes either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had that weird sound that we couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah, real different. It definitely sounds real, real different.
Yeah, when we were introduced to the Squatch and introduced to Greg Yost, there was a group of us that went up to his campsite, and there was a picnic table forward, and the group and everybody was standing or sitting on that picnic table. Ernie and Greg had kind of walked out to the tree line a little bit, and I'm sitting kind of, you know, 20, 30 yards away at a picnic table, and there's a cooler right here behind my head. And we're sitting there, and everything gets quiet, and you hear Ernie and Greg kind of talking back and forth, saying, "Do you hear that? Do you hear that?" About that time, through the trees, you hear, and a rock hits the cooler right on my shoulder.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I peed a little. You know, didn't really think much of it that time. Yeah, okay, Squatch threw something at me. Ha ha. We go out again at...
Ernie threw something at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I accuse Ernie every time I get a rock. But he says he doesn't. But we went to another location out at Gates of Hell. It's a cemetery, Casey Cemetery. And we're walking through, and I get away from them a little bit. And again, you hear it coming through the trees. And something hits right in front of me. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a squat. Well, about a month ago, we go up and do a pre-investigation at Fort Duffield. And Leanne and Ernie and Denise are behind me, good ways behind me, and I'm walking up through the trail and looking around, taking it all in, and then if something else doesn't get thrown at me, I had a very unkind response. WTF moment.
There's like a sign in the back said hit me or said yeah. kick me and something else in the back.
First,
hit me as some of the rocks or, you know.
Well, Ernie and Greg seem to think that the squats in that area have telekinesis or some talk telepathically and know when I'm around. And they are enjoying this, making fun and throwing stuff at me.
And it's a female squash.
Yeah. Well, I turned around and immediately accused Ernie and Leanne of throwing something at me.
Yeah.
And it was like, I said, y'all really need to stop this. And they're both kind of, we didn't do it. So the next time I went to Fort Duffield, I took my tactical helmet with me and put it on when I made the introductions for everybody. I wasn't going to have to get hit in the head that time. But
where is your Gates of Hell at?
Gates of Hell is in Kentucky.
It's in Elizabethtown, Kentucky is where it's located.
Okay. Because we had one in Pennsylvania too.
Yeah,
it's right down from Bethlehem Academy, and that one is extremely haunted too. And we've investigated that one. But that one was an all-girls school. Bethlehem Academy was, and a lot of the nuns that helped run and teach the kids there, they're buried in Casey Cemetery. So the word there, or what they call it, is Gates of Hell, but it's actually called Casey Cemetery. And it's a very haunted,
a very dated
cemetery.
Yeah, we had to get out to Pennsylvania. It was on Toad Road. But the path through it, and we get to the end, there's actually an old Santa's Hall back there. And they said that the story was back in the, I'm not sure it was the 40s or 50s, that they escaped and got loose. They had rounded them up, and who knows. It might just be one of those things that scares you out of you.
Right, exactly.
It happens.
Yeah. We were out there a teenager, so.
Yeah.
It worked. Because they had big spiders and trees and stuff, too.
Exactly.
As long as it's not crickets, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate crickets. Kill all crickets. Talk about noise contamination. Jesus.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. That's exactly what I'm going to say.
It's awful. I even tried it most time. It worked a little bit. Is that with that Audacity, if you get a little bit of the chirping and stuff, you have it constant the whole time.
Right.
You can remove some out of it.
Yeah, that's good. I need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be something good to get.
Yeah. Because that's how I do my hippies.
Okay.
I could be giving it all the shh out of it and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I need to get Audacity and do that, because that'll help.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to do. I put this song actually show you how to do it.
Yeah, I'll get that and try to clean up some of our stuff. And I know, like, doing our at the Bell Witch, because a lot of our stuff is outdoors there.
Right.
And that will help, for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We do have some kind of weird EVPs from there, too, so that would help.
Yeah, it's like, like I said, when it's chirping, you just select that amount there, because the noise removal, it could get, and you go back, select the whole thing, noise removal, get it and run it, and then it'll get all that out, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's what I used the day for your Leanne one.
Yes, yeah. That was good. I'm glad you did that, because that cleaned it up really good. We were able to hear that first response, too, and I didn't hear that initially. So,
as many times as we've listened to that, we haven't heard that.
Yeah.
But I heard the click. I thought maybe the stuff. I thought you made you touch the recorder or something to click. And they heard the, you know, they heard that then.
Yeah, it said yes. That's what I heard, was it said yes. Because we said, Nellie, how's your night been so far? And what did you want?
I thought I heard okay.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
But there's something there.
Yeah, there's definitely something there.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we have some of your videos we can see here. Hello, Gavin and Gavin. It's your time, not mine. What the heck? I can talk forever. That's how I am.
Oh, you're good.
Streamers, that's not that. Hold on. I got to share. Let's talk up here. Okay, here we are. First one I have is the Old Stone Jail push button light.
Yes, that one is awesome.
Okay, I'll do that one first.
Hi, Robert. I see that you turned on the light. Would you be able to turn that off, please?
All you have to do is just push it. Oh, did that get brighter?
It did. Thank you, Robert. We really enjoy talking to you. Bill told us about you. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for turning that off.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was my stomach.
We appreciate it.
Robert, do you want us to stay? If you do, can you turn it back on?
I'm stretched out. Sorry, guys.
Ah. So, who was Robert?
That was from a jail that is in Franklin, Kentucky. It's called Old Stone Jail. The curator from there actually told us that Robert was one of the jailers or sheriff, from what I remember, him telling us about Robert. And they were getting that an awful lot on their recorders. They were getting the name Robert on Spirit Box. They were getting that name. So he just told me, Bill that works there, he said, Lynn, just ask and see if you can get, you know, Robert to talk to you, if he'll, you know, do anything, you know, for you. I mean, that was amazing to us to have that actually, it was just a simple LED push button light.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually hear it click. And
wow.
And if you listen to it, it's on our page, but you can hear the actual like click of it being pushed. And it's crazy that we actually had that happen. And we actually had it at another location. And that actually went off probably about 25 times that night at another location. But we tried it at Waverly Hills. Either they just didn't understand how to work it, but the whole time we were there, every night, every time we were there, I would try to take it and just set it out and explain to them to push it, and it never worked there. So there were certain locations it just would not work, and we tried, but either they just didn't understand it or they didn't have enough energy to manipulate it. So
all right, it's something that my team got away from is the flashlight, because I saw videos already that you turn it just to a turn, but if you just sit there and don't ask anything, it'll go on off every once in a while because the temperature changes or whatever. So if you want to do a flashlight, just lay there and turn on. They can turn on once they're on.
Yeah.
So we stopped using that.
Yeah.
Well, this was a lot different than a flashlight. I mean,
it's not. Well, no. He has to actually turn it on.
Yeah. Well, this was. It was an LED, I believe.
It's actually like one of those ones you would just put in the closet, you know, for light, you know, just to.
One of them. The one to stop. Yeah.
And I tell everybody, you know, don't spend a whole lot on equipment.
Nah.
You know, and keep it simple. That's what we do. I mean, we really don't get all the bells and whistles, and just keep it simple. And, you know, your personal experiences are just the best to me. You know, that's
right.
I love that. And, you know, I know it's a personal experience. I might not have it on video or whatever, but you can get real caught up in being behind a camera, or you can get real caught up, you know, focusing on other things instead of focusing, you know, your attention on what's going on in the room.
You're focused on that little 2x1 inch square, and you got ghosts dancing all around you.
Yeah.
You're focused on that one light you can't see.
Yeah.
Or you're focused on that one piece of equipment waiting for it to light up, and you're not paying attention to what's going on around you.
All right. I thought with a lot of locations that we go to, you have to get back more than once. I mean, like the post house school, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
We got to back up more than once.
Yeah. So, in some places, you know, it might not be active at all. I mean, we would have nights at Waverly, and, you know, that's Waverly Hills, but we would have nights that it was really quiet. Or, you know, other places we would go, and we would have like crazy activity the first time we go. And then the next time we go, it would be just, you know, rather mild and quiet, and, you know, we would have a whole lot. So, and that's what we try to tell everybody, you know, that's new doing this. You know, it's like fishing. You know, you might have a good night and get several things, and then, you know, another night you might get nothing. So
it's not like on TV. What Dan realized is that they guys go out and they'll do 120 hours and stuff, and then go through and put it back together again.
Right.
So it's not like you go, hey, there and there, or you hear that? But they put a lot of work into it.
They're there for several days.
Oh, yes. There's a week, too.
Yeah, we were there when they filmed for Kindred Spirits at one of the locations.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
We got to meet Amy and Adam, and they're
the best.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes, they're awesome. And, you know, and knowing that they're there for a week, you know, and typically, you know, when we go investigate locations, we might be there one night, possibly two, you know. So, I mean, I would love to have a week, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have that other Old Stone Joe one. I play it if you want here. Let's see if it's on.
That was cool. Dut-dut-dut-dut. Can you finish it? Oh! That was cool. Thank you. Are you happy that we're here talking to you? You can touch that device again to let us know. We really enjoy talking to you. Thank you. Now, I got a question for you. Are you a soldier? If you are, can you tap that again? Okay. Thank you. Now, can you let go of it?
Thank you.
Were you Confederate soldier? Can you tap it again? Or touch it? Okay.
Were you a Union soldier? If you were a Union soldier, grab a hold of it.
I hear people coming in.
Don't let them scare you away. They're not here to hurt or interfere in any way. Yeah, we're up here.
Okay, I thought you guys were in the building, but I wasn't sure where you disappeared to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're...
We're just letting you do your ISO. We finally got a little action up here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's the rim...
Mill.
The rim on the mill keeps... It started up. So this is Tim.
Hello.
It said it was a soldier.
Interesting. Just doesn't really want to tell us which one.
So let me ask again, like you were answering us. Are you Union? You know, I was just talking about General Nathan Bedford Forrest. Do you know him? Did you have any dealings with him? If you did, can you touch that? It was weird when y'all walked in. That's when it quit.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
People saying bad luck.
Bad luck.
Yeah, that was our buddy Tim Coomer.
Gloom, despair, and agony on him. Bad luck. Yeah. Wow, we're over an hour so far. So, if that it that they sent me, I think.
I believe that was it. Yes.
Okay. One question for you. I know you guys are lucky devils because you're from the world doing this stuff, but was there any place that you did get to? Did you want to get to?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Tombstone's one.
Oh, yeah, Tombstone.
I'd love to go to Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And,
What about the Queen Mary?
Yeah, I've been on the Queen Mary before.
Ah, okay.
So it was there for actual work when I was out there.
Oh yeah.
On the Queen Mary, but I did get to walk around and kind of do my own little investigation. And that place is actually awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a big bucket list. Yeah.
We just can't think of all of them.
Right
offhand. Yeah, there's a bunch out there that we still want to get to. We've had so much fun doing this, and we just totally enjoy it, and we love the people. You know, at our public investigations we have at the Bellwitch, this is the first year that they offer any sort of investigations there. So this was huge in this area to open the Bellwitch Farm to public investigation. And it's been so much fun. And we've got one of our guests got an amazing picture in one of the cabin. And it's on our page. So you can go check that out. Anybody wants to see that, but it's just a neat place.
I'll put your information in the comments at the end of the show.
Okay.
We've actually got two more events at the Bellwitch for this season. The September 16th event, which will have Pac-Man Paranormal as our guest, and we've got 4 tickets left for that one. And then we have the Halloween event that is Monday, October the 30th, the day before Halloween. And those tickets will go on sale as soon as September will sell out.
All right. I love you all got there.
Oh, yeah. We'd love it. We got lucky. And
Trousdale Place is another location.
Yep. We've got another location here in Gallatin, Tennessee. It's Trousdale Place. We're doing a Friday the 13th in October there.
Oh, cool.
Unfortunately, the tickets for that one have sold out already.
They sold out in 48 hours. They were sold out.
Gosh.
Yeah.
We still do things with the Black Wolf and Pac-Man Paranormal up at Fort Duffield in West Point, Kentucky. Fort Duffield is a Civil War fort and graveyard up there. It was an old earthen fort. So it's pretty active, but it's actually some rough terrain to get from one side to the other.
Oh, I bet.
It's just, you got to be in shape for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bellwitch, Charlesville, Fort Bethel.
Yep.
I'm forgetting that one.
Yep, that's the basic.
And that's the basic three to end up our season. But, I mean, there are a lot of places around here. Like I said, Octagon Hall, Old Stone Jail, Waverly Hills, Franklin County Jail, Chris Miranda.
Oh, Scott County Jail.
Scott County Jail. Of course, you know, Brushy Mountain. Maybe something else. But anyway.
Scott the County Jail, I had her on for a guest.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah. Chris and Miranda are awesome.
Chris, oh my gosh, we love that movie.
I actually meet them in July. I went to the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash.
Yes.
And they're there. I got talking for a while.
Yes.
I had her and Dr. Christie on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. And their table was right next to Ernie and Denise's table.
I saw Ernie and Denise there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. There's so many people talking to them that I didn't get to hear them back again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they're, yeah. Oh.
Yes. Great people.
Yeah. A lot of great people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's good to get together. I want to get together some of them and do something.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I really wrap it up.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Believe me.
Yes, thank you.
Had a lot of fun. Yeah. So, but like I said, next time we'll get you all one.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yep. I've actually booked out to October now, so. Maybe sometime early next year or something we get you on.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep in touch. I'll send you some of my stuff to look at in here.
Okay, don't forget to send the stuff to share with Squatchman.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll definitely I'll do that.
Okay. Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Happy holiday, everybody.